Gazette. All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Fridays. That means Fridays with Sandy Williams. But my guest is Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. So, Dr. Craig, before we went to break, I was asking about the race between Rebecca Clayfish and Michaels,
Michaels.
Yeah, and then let's start with that. Any fear of whichever one of those two comes out that they can defeat the governor?
In the battleground states, Wisconsin, absolutely. So what's happened is, and my concern is that there are Democrat consultants who still haven't gotten the memo. Some have more than others. There is no longer a huge swath of swing voters, ticket-splitting voters, who could vote for one candidate of one party or one for the other based on their appeal. In fact, Craig Gilbert, the excellent political writer from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, has laid out the data on that a couple months ago. It can be found on their website, or just, I'm sure you could find it other places just by web searching Craig Gilbert. They've shrunk dramatically. And as a result, it's a turnout game. In other words, there are very few, there's a much smaller set of voters that could vote Republican or Democrat based on the appeal of an individual candidate. And so the result is that we know that right-wing hate works. In other words, the Trump model. So what you and I see as crazy, right, coming from a Ron Johnson, right, Tim, right, Michaels, a Rebecca Clayfish, is actually red meat for the MAGA base. And that's why Donald Trump outperformed the turnout polls expected for him by 8 points, both in 2016 and 2020 in Wisconsin. It's why Wisconsin's polls were the most inaccurate in the country. You may remember both times Trump was supposed to be hopelessly behind. The first time he actually won, 2016. The second, he only lost by 20,000 votes. So the only alternative is to turn out the Democratic base. And the problem is, a lot of our base doesn't turn out as much in midterm elections, and a lot of our base, in other words, young people and younger people of color, and in addition to they may vote in the presidential, but not in a midterm election. But second, they're not been given much to inspire them that their lives would improve, their prospects would improve, if they voted, because Democrats have not succeeded very well. The Biden agenda, though there's some hopeful headlines today, last couple days about that, has been stalled by two U.S. senators, right, who claim to be Democrats, Manchin and Sinema. And so that's why, and my concern is Governor Evers has still positioned himself mostly for a shrinking set of swing voters, has not provided much to excite a base, though I will say his strong stand saying that he would grant clemency for anyone convicted under Wisconsin's 1849 abortion law, that's a good start. But in general, he's followed an older playbook. That's why I think it's so important that the U.S. Senate candidate be the one to drive turnout. And that is why I think Mandela Barnes is the best candidate. But even if Mandela doesn't get through the primary, all of those candidates, whichever one came through, need to inspire our base, or they will simply be swamped by the MAGA base and will lose the election. And that's true of the governor's race and the U.S. Senate race.
So, Dr. Craig, is it unusual for a Senate race to outpace the gubernatorial race? I mean, is that an unusual thing?
I think it depends a lot on the situation, the candidates, and I think the other thing is, in Wisconsin, our fame as a state that, and quite frankly, the huge national attention to Wisconsin is really a result of us being one of the handful of states that determines power at the national level. Because California, New York, we already know how they're going to vote for president, and they're going to send us two Democratic U.S. senators, right? And so those voters have less influence, which is a crazy system. This is why I think Sandy's right in our earlier discussion that the founding fathers did a little bit of an electoral college, but I think they'd be shocked if you brought any of them back to learn that we hadn't changed it when we'd become a multiracial democracy and we weren't anything like that. When the nation was founded, we were the first tentative large-scale democracy, and they weren't sure it would work or how democratic it could be and be stable. So because of that, we will determine the balance in the U.S. Senate. It is looking increasingly like the circumstances have changed enough. In other words, because of what Republicans have done in this Supreme Court session, especially with the overturning Roe v. Wade and the January 6th commission revelations, which there'll be more of this week, maybe even today, that Wisconsin, we actually could end up with two more Democratic U.S. senators, and if we do that, we could actually pass the president's agenda if we held the House. And so, man, it comes down to Pennsylvania and Wisconsin. So I think that's partly why there'll probably be a lot more spending, I'm guessing, in the U.S. Senate race than the governor's race because of its national implications and because national money will come in because folks all over the country, the only way they can influence the balance of power nationally is to send their resources to Pennsylvania and Wisconsin, and Georgia if that race gets close.
Dr. Craig, do you fear that because of the impending, the inflation, impending recession, and also the gasoline prices and all these other negative things that are happening, that the turnout on the side of Democrats and others who are hurting is going to be impacted to the degree that, you know, it's really going to hinder the people coming out and voting because of their condition?
Yes, this is by any standard, if you had this level of inflation and this level of public anxiety in general, then this would be very hard for any president. I don't care if you're talking about Ronald Reagan or Bill Clinton or John F. Kennedy, right? This is a very difficult midterm environment for a Democrat in terms of the structure of the situation, and they almost always would lose a large number of seats. The difference this time is that it was in the Republicans' interest if they were saner. This is a way that they go too far. They can't help themselves. Simply to make this a referendum of the Democrats and to do and say nothing. And that's what Mitch McConnell tried to do. He tried to say they have no agenda. You'll find out if we control the Senate, you may recall, Earl.
Yes, I do.
But the U.S. Supreme Court has prevented that from happening, and so has Donald Trump. And so now is the revelations the January 6th committee is effectively getting to the bottom of. And that was a huge Republican mistake. I mean, they could have had a bipartisan commission that didn't come that was much harder to manage. And the Democrats offered them something like the 9/11 commission, and they agreed to it and then reversed themselves, probably because Donald Trump told them they had to. And now there's a commission with two Republicans who believe in the Constitution, Adam Kinzinger and Liz Cheney, which is getting to the bottom of things in a completely shocking way that's shocking even all of us who have been following this and expected the worst.
So, Dr. Craig, though, I hate to interrupt you.
And so what I'm going to say, though, is that the last piece is they have to accomplish something that Manchin's have harmed them. And there's news this week that a compromise with Manchin is finally moving, and we may have some serious legislative accomplishments to announce that are important later this summer.
Really? And so you think then that whatever comes out of the hearings may then in some way benefit Democrats to the degree that maybe swing voters will swing back to the Democrats, even with the conditions being what they are economically, that somehow will supersede that?
That won't make the difference entirely, but between that and particularly Roe v. Wade, but also the other damage, like
right.
the gun decision that has swept, that is made the right to carry guns whenever you want a constitutional right. There was another decision this term about that's highly unpopular as well. what the Republicans, how they're revealing themselves, and then how they reveal themselves in campaigns. You see, their base is going to insist on a Tim Michaels, and if you watch his ads, there, it's hard to believe that that would be appealing to anyone, but that will harm them to some degree in a general election. But here's what Biden can get in this deal.
Dr. Craig, hold the thought. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, is on the line. We'll be right back.
Carry on. It's been